us inquire of God, then listen to what he does in verse 6. He says, then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men. That's a bunch of folks. Well, he's got these 400 men together, and he says to them, shall I go to battle against Ramoth Gilead, or shall I refrain? And they said, go up, for the Lord will give it into the hand of the king. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not here another prophet of the Lord of whom we may inquire? Now, again, this guy's on it. He's smart. He knows what's going on. He's got the right mind to ask. Now, he should have done this, and he should have sought the Lord before trying to side up with the Ahab. But he was smart enough to say, okay, there's 400 guys talking, and they're saying all this stuff. And they're like, oh, yeah. Let's think about this for just a minute. Where the big group of people go, do we always want to follow that? No, we don't. Where the one or two, that's all that's there. Do we want to follow them? No, not really either. We want to figure out what it is that God wants. You know, we want to see what it is that God wants. So if you have 100 people tell you, we need to do this, and you think, man, I've got the majority rule, man. Well, the majority usually causes problems. It's the broad road that leads to hell. It's a narrow passage that gets to heaven. And so we need to be careful about, you know, unity in numbers, if you will. Now, if they're good, godly people, you say, well, 400 prophets, these are supposed to be prophets of God, right? They should be good people. But you and I know today that that's not always the case. If you listen to the majority of preachers on television, you're going to find out that they're probably not in alignment with the Bible. In alignment with the Bible is what we would say would be our litmus test to see, is that what it's supposed to be? And so we want to find out, we want to measure against that. And Jehoshaphat's smart enough to say, hey, look, is there somebody else that we can talk to? And he saw the eagerness of these people and said, oh, yes, we're totally going to do this. We're totally going to win. Well, that's what's true in this section. That's not a group of prophets. Well, the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, now you're going to love this. There is yet one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, Micaiah, the son of Imlah. But I hate him. There you go. For he never prophesies good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. Then the king of Israel summoned an officer and said, bring quickly Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, were sitting on their thrones arrayed in the robes at the threshing floor at the entrance of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets were prophesying before them. And Zedekiah, the son of Chenah, made for himself horns of iron and said, thus says the Lord, with these you shall push the Syrians until they are destroyed. And all the prophets prophesied so and said, go up to Ramoth Gilead and triumph. The Lord will give it in the hand of the king, or give it into the hand of the king. So what we have here, the picture, the setup that's going on here is this massive circus. You know, you've got, you know, somebody's juggling over here, somebody's playing or whatever, and so they're just doing all sorts of craziness. And he's like, look, all these guys are in agreement with what we're doing, and here's what we'll do. Oh, it's going to be fine. And there's a guy with a costume now. say, hey, God says this is what I'm supposed to do, we do that. And there's been too many times that I've been in my life just doing something, and I say, man, I want to work for God, I want to do this thing for God, I want to be amazing, I think it's going to be great. And somebody says, oh, we can't do that for this reason or that. And it's the majority of people that says something. And it's like, I know God's point, I know God's saying to do this. And the question was raised to me, and I think we need to raise this to everybody. When you get to heaven, and you're standing there, Spirit came forward and stood before the Lord, saying, I will entice him. And the Lord said to him, by what means? And he said, I will go out and will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, you are to entice him, and you shall succeed. Go out and do so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these your prophets. The Lord has declared disaster for you. And that's kind of hard to chew over, isn't it? See, God wouldn't do that. God allows things to happen, doesn't he? When Satan is walking around to and fro, seeing who he will destroy and all the things that go with that, and God says, have you considered my servant Job? Now, let me say this, guys. Job wasn't asking for it. I've prayed some of the stupidest prayers in my life. One of them is like, God, just, I don't care what it takes, help me understand. No, it's a really bad one, actually. God, I will try to be obedient and listen to anything you tell me. Because God will get your attention the way he needs to get your attention. I will point to everybody I can point at here, just so you can. You have pride, you have pride, you have pride. He has pride too. And see, that's what those pride trips are. And he will use those things against you. And he will use those things against God to make you curse God. What did Job's wife, that holy lady, tell him to do? Curse God and die. Well, that's only good advice. Don't listen to the wife. She's nuts. But God, pray the depths of Satan always knows that there's a place in you to trip up. Now, these prophets have been giving good words to Ahab because he would do anything else, right? I mean, Elijah already killed all the prophets that he liked before. That didn't work out so well, so now he got some semi-holy prophets. But he say there's